to all these years on Prescriptions for Health Radio, and is now available.
Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. We've got a great week for you today. This week we've got, we'll be on the air today from 8 until 10, and then we'll be on the air again the rest of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So be sure and be listening Friday also when we're on the air. And you know, you can always check out our calendar, our schedule of upcoming guests. It gives their names, a little information about what they're going to be talking about, their phone number, and even a link over to their website. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com, go up to calendar, and click on upcoming schedules. More than one element changes every day on our website, so keep checking it out at seeingbeyond.com. And remember also, of course, that we're now streaming live at KESTradio.com. Be sure and tell all your friends. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about Skywatch, and we'll be back Seeing Beyond.
This is Skywatch for Monday, July 19th. Buckle up. The wheels will come off somebody's wagon train and company over the next 2 weeks. Yours? Mine? Probably not. But do note, there are two powerful new components in the Skywatch this week. Times are changing. The first is expansionist Jupiter lining up in a square to destructive Pluto, which is in full power now and will be exact on Saturday. Oddly, Jupiter will then retrograde and keep this square hot until August 3rd, when they will exactly square again. Divorces, bankruptcy, mass calamities, revolutions, breakdowns, and breakthroughs will make the headlines in this window of time. And the second event is conservative Saturn again lining up opposite liberal Uranus, exact on July 26th. This marker amps up the stress level around your home or office and typically makes us deal with some new machine, idea, or person. Patience is your ally, as the change can be an improvement over the old ways of doing things. However, stay out of the line of fire this week. It's not a good time to gamble or to expand recklessly. Jupiter rules the law. Stay under the speed limit and hold off on initiating legal actions until after this square passes. Green lights are up Monday morning as the moon sextiles sweet Venus at 4:26 a.m. Clear skies follow until the moon squares complaining Mercury at 7:39 p.m. this evening. Yeah, it's your turn to make popcorn as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen, and we're going to be talking about us and our health this hour with returning guest Jenny Lee. Jenny Lee is a master healer, herbalist, California board certified licensed acupuncturist, and energetic nutritional testing master. Jenny specializes in acupressure, acupuncture, energetic nutritional testing, herbal remedies, and energy healing. She's also a Matrix Energetics and Yuen Method practitioner and has been certified by Dr. Eric Pearl in Reconnective Healing and The Reconnection. Jenny, you've got so many healing techniques underneath your belt, and it makes it so good to have you as a guest on the program because we have a different subject every time you're on. We learn so much. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you for inviting me back, Bonnie.
It's so good to have you here with us. And I want to, first of all, let our listeners know that we're going to be talking a lot about hormones. I mean, let's face it, hormones control many of the functions of our bodies. They're so important. Western medicine has been trying to tweak them with hormone replacement therapy and all of this kind of stuff. So we're going to find out from Jenny Lee's perspective what might be the best way to go. So, Jenny, thank you for this great topic. I know especially recently with all the articles that have been coming out about hormone replacement therapy for women and some of the repercussions of that, that there's a lot of confusion out there. So this is going to be great for our listeners. Let's talk specifically about that. What are some of the common misconceptions about hormone replacement therapy for women?
That's a very good question. Mainly is from the, of course, the pharmaceutical industry. And we know that the major side effects of estrogen progestin-based hormone replacement therapy includes from breast cancer, heart attacks, even stroke, and blood clots. And also they are coming from the medical doctors where almost like 40 to 80% of all the hysterectomies performed are unnecessary, especially in Chinese medicine. Even the uterus is considered a hormone organ. It's extremely important that it plays a role for producing hormones. So if you cut out the uterus, and a lot of doctors, when they go in and cut the uterus out, they just yanked out both ovaries for convenience, and that would just have an even more major impact on the woman's body where the major hormone-producing organs are being yanked out, and so they lost that ability to produce more hormones for their body. Also, it came from the advertising industry where in North America we value so much in youthfulness that's why the cosmetic surgeries are so rampant right now, and they all want to feel young and look young. And also, there might be some misinformation that's passed on from your friends and family that needs to be corrected. And we have to understand that all the hormone symptoms like PMS, menopause, osteoporosis, or infertility, the causes are not just one single item. It's not just either estrogen or progesterone. It's more than that. It's all the we need to realize that all the 12 organs of our body control all our bodily activities. So if one is out of order, it's going to affect all the other organs and hormone glands. And also it's affect mainly by the roles of the stress, and most importantly, the blood sugar as well.
So, as I said earlier, the hormones are so important, and we think of them when it comes to, obviously, reproduction, fertility. We think of them when it comes to sex, but we don't think of them much when it comes to our overall health, and yes, that is so important. And going back to the fact that women who are experiencing infertility, that it's more than just their hormones. It can be lots of different factors in their lives. I have a friend who had a lot of infertility issues, went to a fertility doctor, ended up having a baby, thankfully. However, that doctor, whenever she would go through a cycle to have the implants and all of that, would absolutely insist that she go to a licensed acupuncturist constantly to get her body in alignment. So this is a medical doctor referring to an acupuncturist. I think we need more of that, don't you?
Oh, yes. And now the medical community are admitting that the acupuncture really helped with the fertility process.
Mm-hmm.
And from my observation in the clinic is that The fertility clinic, they might have powerful hormone injections for the female hormone part, but there's no drugs yet for the adrenal glands. and also the blood sugars. And those are the stress handling hormones, especially adrenal glands. So people, when they go through the fertility process, if they can also do acupuncture, it will help them with all the other organ functions and especially the strength, stress handling hormones, which is adrenal glands, which is crucial for the vitality and energy of the person. And that will be very beneficial for the fertility process.
Well, and this is so important, whether you're having fertility issues, whether you're having stress issues, whether you're perimenopausal or going through menopause right now, whether you're postmenopausal. I am telling you, women are so stressed out right now. Many women are breadwinners for the families, especially in this economy, and also expected to, you know, do it all, really, to take care of the kids, to take care of the house, to do all of those kinds of things. And acupuncture can be so helpful. We're going to be coming back from our first break and talking about causes of hormone problems. We've talked about the importance of having balanced hormones, but what causes problems that put these hormones out of balance? All right, and I also want to let you know that Jenny Lee has a beautiful healing center. It's located at 460 California Avenue in Palo Alto. It's just five doors down from El Camino Real, 460 California Avenue, Suite 102 in Palo Alto. Her phone number there is 650-380-1999, 650-380-1999. And she's got a very, very wonderful and generous offering for you Sing Beyond listeners who might be a first patient of hers. This is a first-time visit, an initial evaluation special, $50 for that initial evaluation. It's a one-hour in-depth investigation and consultation of your health conditions and evaluation of health history. It's really designed to get to the real cause of your problem. So call today to schedule your appointment, only $50, and that's a $200 value. The number to call is 650-380-1999, 650-380-1999. Jenny, we've got a couple of minutes before we need to go to our first break. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what they'll be getting with this $50 initial evaluation.
The $50 evaluation is to give us a chance to sit down one-on-one to find out if we can work as a team, because it's like a team sport. You know, it's not one-way street, so on a spend time with you to find out all your symptoms and the history of your problems, and also what is your real goal for your health.
And so you're actually going to be examining this person, finding out what's going on with them, and most importantly, finding out how the two of you together can work to bring the optimum health to your client.
Right, because sometimes people, they have so many symptoms that they don't really understand themselves, that they want to set priority, what is their real goal health-wise. So this gives them a chance to discuss with me what is their real priority, what is their number one concern that they want to get rid of. And, of course, all the others, so we want to spend time to prioritize all their options and really set up a goal, and so that we can work as a team.
All right, so that's an initial evaluation with Jenny Lee herself. It would regularly be $200, $50 for you Sing Beyond listeners. The number in Palo Alto, 650-380-1999, 650-380-1999. Well, we're going to be coming back and talking about the causes of hormone problems. That's next, right here on Seeing Beyond.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Our guest this hour, Jenny Lee, is a well-known speaker and has made many presentations at one of our favorite places, East West Bookstore, Butterfly Fitness Center, Curves, YMCA, Whole Foods, Stanford Hospital, and Kaiser Hospital. If you want to contact her via email, it's Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at healinglab.com, or call her at 650-380-1999. We're talking today about hormones, the importance of hormones, and what happens when they're out of balance. Well, let's do that just right now, Jenny. What are the causes of hormone problems?
Of course, one of them is, let's start with the estrogen. Estrogen is the general term used for the several types of estrogen made by the ovaries, and to a lesser degree, by men's testes as well. So, and estrogen is also made in fat cells, which is the main site for production for both menopausal women and men. That's why people who are overweight, you will know that they have more estrogens, and that causes a problem, because estrogens are powerful steroids. If you have too much of it, it's going to clog your bile duct, make your bile thick and sluggish, and the liver detox cannot work as well because the toxin cannot be excreted out from the bile through the intestine and out. So, and then the next one is the progesterone. Progesterone is another very powerful steroid hormone as well, which is produced in the ovaries, in the corpus luteum, and also adrenal glands. And one of its main roles is to balance estrogen. And normally, women have much more progesterone at any given time than estrogen. That's why in earlier stages where when a medical doctor, they first use the HRT by estrogen only, it causes a lot of problems. And until later on, they find out that its progesterone has way much ratio than the estrogen. Progesterone, the ratio of progesterone to estrogen should be 30 to 1. That's how high the ratio of the progesterone should be. So if you throw that off, of course, it's going to have a lot of side effects and building toxicity. And the next one, of course, is the stress, because in modern life, especially in Silicon Valley, everyone is stressed out. So if you have too much tension and stress, it could cause a malfunction of your organ system, especially too much stress on your adrenal gland. And the research has shown that acupuncture is very helpful in alleviating hot flashes in the short term. And the study also showed a persistent decrease in hot flashes after 3 months follow-up. And because the kidneys and adrenal glands are critical to normal body functions, the adrenal hormones especially play an important role of maintaining proper sugar levels that are necessary to cope with stress. And especially after menopause, one of the adrenal hormones is converted by the body into estrogen. So after menopause, the adrenal glands, which is sitting on top of your kidney, those glands will take over the female glands to still produce hormone for your body. There's a misconception that people think that after menopause, the woman doesn't need or doesn't produce estrogen and progesterone, and that is totally incorrect. So therefore, the evaluation of kidney adrenal gland function is very, very important in hormone-related health problems. And in our clinic, the acupuncture can help open up the channels to bring more oxygen and blood into all the organs, and also the energetic nutritional testing will be very helpful to find out which organ is deficient or excess and bring it into balance as well.
Well, and that is just so important for our overall health. And I know that you see many women in your practice and they get relief from these kinds of issues. And I'll tell you, even medical doctors are telling us that our stress levels are killing us. Jenny, have you noticed, say, in the past 6 months that your patients are more stressed out? I mean, have you been able to see a noticeable difference?
Oh, yes. Especially the people who go through the fertility treatments, they are so worried about if they can get pregnant or not, especially on top of the stress that they got from the daily job. Their adrenal glands are just so exhausted, and so it doesn't matter how much hormone injection they get, it just doesn't work until they come in and get their adrenal glands restored. And I have patients who have who felt tired all the time for like 40 to 50 years, and just coming and get just after one acupuncture, and and this lady just felt like, she said that she never felt like this since she was a teenager, because no one has addressed her real cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly in this modern life, it's because of the adrenal exhaustion from the daily stress, you know.
So how do we know if we're just kind of tired and stressed out normally, or if we really do have stressed out adrenal glands, which can result in horrific health problems? Is there a way that we can know the difference?
You mean just by yourself?
Yeah, I mean by our symptoms, by how we feel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course. The adrenal glands are very crucial. It maintains the homeostasis of your body, so it's going to affect your energy and your blood sugar balance and also your sleep. It's called the sleep gland. So if your adrenal is out of balance, you will feel tired throughout the day, but then you cannot sleep at night. And all these can be corrected by acupuncture in our clinic. We do a special technique of combining Japanese with the Chinese acupuncture style, and it's extremely effective. People can feel a great difference just after one treatment. They have a lot of energy, and then they can sleep like a baby just after the first acupuncture treatment from our clinic.
And I know that some of us are just not eating properly, let's face it. What are some of the consequences of, say, for example, consuming animal products that have been fed hormones, as so many of our meat products are?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. We know that the hormones, including the estrogen, are so powerful substance that it's stronger than your diet, and when it's fed to the livestock to increase their growth and improve the meat's tenderness, and those hormones are in the meat, and so when we eat them, it's going to pass on to us. And just imagine that they inject the antibiotics and the hormones into the chicken, it can blow up within a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we eat that, what kind of side effects will we have? And also cow's milk, it has high levels of hormones and growth factors and other chemical contaminants from highly medicated cows, which is fed environmental waste. So that's why in my clinic, I tell everyone to go on the free-range chicken and meat, and also to avoid, if possible, any dairy products.
Well, you are doing such a service for Seeing Beyond listeners and others. And again, Jenny Lee has a wonderful value for you Seeing Beyond listeners who have never seen her before. An initial evaluation, by the way. Her offices are located at 460 California Avenue in Palo Alto, just five doors down from El Camino Real, 460 California Avenue, Suite 102. An initial evaluation with Jenny herself for $50. That's a $200 value. Call her at 650-380-1999. 650-380-1999. She's got some other offerings, too, that we're going to be putting out throughout this hour, so I hope that you can stay with us. Again, her office is located at 460 California Avenue in Palo Alto. We're going to be coming back and talking more about our hormones. We've talked a lot about how eating the wrong kinds of foods can throw our hormones off. Certainly stress can throw our hormones off. We're going to be coming back and talking about the common symptoms of, so many of us have had it, PMS, menopause, and low blood sugar. What do all those have to do with each other, especially this low blood sugar? Interesting. We'll come back and talk about that next, right here on Seeing Beyond. Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com.
This Saturday and Sunday at East West Bookstore in Mountain View is their famous psychic fair. featuring 12 to 14 acclaimed psychic readers and holistic healing practitioners. It's a great opportunity to get the insights and answers you've been seeking at prices far below the usual fees. The Psychic Fair runs from noon to 6 p.m. each day, and also on Saturday, there's an evening kirtan and concert with Om Sweet Om, a great group of musicians from Half Moon Bay. More at eastwest.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
We're talking about us and our health with Jenny Lee of Palo Alto. Her life purpose is to support as many people as possible in their quest for health and to educate them about holistic medicine so that they may in turn educate others. She's got quite a background, born in Taiwan as the fourth generation Chinese medicine practitioner. Dr. Lee has been exposed to Chinese medicine and herbs since childhood. Chinese medicine and the philosophy behind it have been part of Chinese culture for thousands of years. Jenny then attended the prestigious American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, where she studied the theory of Chinese medicine. She is further trained by Huang Bing Shan, an internationally known Chinese medicine doctor who has been granted international Who's Who in Medicine, recorded by Cambridge University in England. So she's had immense training and has a beautiful office in Palo Alto. And the number there, again, is 650-380-1999. Jenny's coming to us this morning with the topic of hormones. All right, Jenny, what are the common symptoms of PMS? So many of us women have experienced it. Menopause and, interestingly enough, low blood sugar. What do those three have to do with each other? PMS, menopause, and low blood sugar.
Of course, the PMS, all the women will know about that. Like the every month they'll get water retention, tender breasts, mood swings, increased sugar craving, headache, backache, cramps, joint pain, and fatigue. And the menopause will have the symptoms of poor libido, irregular bleeding, vaginal dryness, trouble sleeping, headaches, back pain, hot flashes, mood swings, night sweats. And then the low blood sugar will have the common symptoms as trouble sleeping, night sweats, irritability, headaches, and fatigue, and muscle pain. So as you can see, some of the symptoms of these conditions, they are very similar. So the reason that I pointed out is that don't let the symptom fool you. It could be any kind of cause, and you will, if you try to diagnose yourself, it will make the symptom worse.
Mm-hmm.
So by the symptoms that you have, whether they are labeled PMS, osteoporosis, menopause, or perimenopause, they all have a cause, and the true cause of the symptoms then can tell you the most effective treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the cause is extremely important, and the cause may be a combination of several problems. It might be low blood sugar, weak adrenal glands, malfunctioning organ system, improper diet, stress, and of course, maybe a deficiency of estrogen and progesterone or both. But please try not to diagnose yourself, and that will make the symptom even worse. That's why we come into play, that we can help you find out the true cause of the problem and get rid of it.
Yeah, and that is so important, because when we self-diagnose, we can waste so much time. And I'll tell you, when we don't feel well, it's darn hard to be creative. It's hard to do even the most menial of tasks well. It's hard to be nice. It's definitely difficult to be spiritual. These are times, people, that really make cause for us taking care of ourselves. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the balance between estrogen and progesterone. I think there's a lot of question about that. Let's discuss that.
Yes. Let's look at the estrogen and progesterone balance here, since most of the medical doctors consider this to be the only cause of women's health problems, which, of course, is more complicated than that. And they often just simply recommend potentially cancer-causing hormone replacement therapy. And according to a study of more than 46,000 postmenopausal women taking estrogen and progestin treatment, it nearly doubles the risk for breast cancer as opposed to taking estrogen alone.
Mm.
The results show that for every year a woman used estrogen-only therapy, her risk for breast cancer rose by 1%, whereas each year a woman who used the progestin-estrogen combination, her risk went up 8%. So that is even 8 times higher than the previous treatment that they got.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that the progesterone in the HRT is actually a synthetic chemical product. The famous brand Provera is the most popular brand for use in HRT. And the problem with Provera and other chemically altered forms of progesterone is that they do not perform as healthfully as the natural hormone, and they come up with a host of side effects, including the cancer, of course. So if the excess estrogen is unopposed or unbalanced by progesterone, this is called the estrogen dominant symptoms. And I like to point out that the medical community is so smart that they even invented an even more powerful hormone injection so that people can only just get period 4 times a year. And that is, I will recommend that people please do not get on it. And the most popular one is the Depo Provera, because the God created woman to have periods for a reason, that you can go through the normal cycle and then have normal period and bleeding once a month. That is actually good for women because it's a time for detox. If you miss that, the chemical is going to accumulate in your body and your bile is going to back up, and the toxin cannot go out through your intestine. This kind of hormone injection will cause more cancer-producing problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that people, even if you want to go on the birth control pill, I would rather have you go on the monthly one instead of the hormone injection.
Okay, well, really good suggestions. And I think the important thing is for women to book an appointment, come see you, discuss this with you, find out what's going on in their lives and how you can help them. I mean, really, why make the mistakes? Why not find out before you start taking some of these things?
Right, right.
But it sounds to me like it's never too late. I mean, if a woman has been on hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills or whatever, can you still help them to get back into balance?
Yes, of course. And we don't want them to take off the HRT immediately. It will be a gradual process so that they won't suffer from any deficiency. And at the meantime, we will like them to get on a detox program. And the most powerful one that we have is the Ion Cleanse Detox. It can clean your liver and gallbladder through the lymphatic nodes and get out of your body, and also change your diet and also do the energetic nutritional testing that will find out what is the real cause of your toxicity problem, because everyone will get it in a different form, depends on their own chemistry composition as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit, because you've got a special offering around this, about your Ion Cleanse. It's a cleansing detoxification program, $75 value. You've got a special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners for $60. What is this Ion Cleanse, and how can it help us with our hormone balancing?
Okay, the overdosing of hormone, because hormone are steroids. They're powerful steroids. And if you take too much steroid, it's going to build up the toxin in your liver and gallbladder. And the Ion Cleanse Detox is a very powerful detox that not everyone can get on it unless you are very toxic. And usually people who has been on the hormone for a long time or overdosing with the, especially the injection, they have a lot of the toxin that needs to be excreted, and this detox will be very powerful. That you just sit on it and connect with a machine, and the toxin can just drain out from your lymphatic node from your feet and out into the water, and the color will change according to the toxin that you have, so that you can actually get a diagnosis and a treatment at the same time.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that is such a wonderful offering, too, $75 value for $60 for Seeing Beyond listeners. And while we're talking about your values and the kinds of things that you have to offer, you mentioned energetic nutritional testing. What's that?
That's by using the applied kinesiology and muscle testing. It's to find out what is actually causing your body to be so stressed out and toxic. And it could find out if it's from the food allergy, immune challenges, bacteria, virus, parasite, yeast, or even heavy metals or chemical allergies and toxin. And like I said, because everyone's body composition and their genes are different, because they all came from different parents, and the blood that they got from their parents are sometimes very toxic to start with. That's why we need to go through the energy testing to find out exactly what kind of toxin they have, and
mm-hmm.
also what kind of hormone deficiency that they truly have, so that we can get rid of cause and then restore their health to balance.
Well, that is so important. And these kinds of, I guess you'd call them tests that you can do in your center in Palo Alto are so helpful. I mean, I can't think of anything worse than wondering about me and what's going on with me and how can I get to the root of all of this. And you can help people to do just that. Again, Jenny Lee has a very wonderful offering for an initial consultation with her, and that is $50, reduced from $200. You'll see Jenny herself. She's located at 460 California Avenue, that's Suite 102 in Palo Alto. It's just five doors down from El Camino. An initial evaluation for just $50, that's a $200 value. And here's her number, 650-380-1999, 650-380-1999. Again, the Ion Cleanse that she was talking about, and by the way, you do need to do this before July 31st, is $60. That would regularly be $75. Call her at 650-380-1999. We've got more. We're talking today about us and our hormones. There's just so much confusion about it. We're going to be coming back and talking about the symptoms of estrogen dominance. We're also going to be talking about how blood sugar affects hormones and how we can eat to balance our blood sugar so that we can stay in health. We'll be back, I promise you, Seeing Beyond.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
You know what the definition of insanity is, don't you? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Where are you being insane in your life? A session of the bars with Dr. Casey Crisp will break the insanity, including 10,000 years of negative programming. Dr. Crisp is offering weekday, weeknight, and weekend classes in July and August. The next weekday class is July 21st, so save the place today. Call Dr. Casey Crisp at 415-302-0163. That's 415-302-0163. All righty, we are back. We're talking about us and our health with Jenny Lee. And again, you can reach her in Palo Alto at 650-380-1999 or on the email at Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at healinglab.com. Her offices are in Palo Alto, located at 460 California Avenue, Suite 102. All right, let's talk a little bit about the symptoms of estrogen dominance. What is it, and what are the symptoms of it, Jenny?
Well, the symptoms of estrogen dominance are virtually identical to those of PMS and menopause that I talk about, that you will have hot flashes, night sweat, and mood swings, and all that, and as well as a causative factor in causing fibrocystic breast diseases, endometriosis, and polycystic ovary disease, which is called PCOS. So what estrogen does, if you overdose on estrogen either by HRT or the contaminated meat and poultry and the dairy products, is that the women who are overdose on estrogen, the overdose of estrogen will turn into testosterone, and they will have men's feature coming out, like facial hair or more muscular and look more like a man. And then the men who are overdose on estrogen, it will show the manifestation of, for example, growing breasts and make them look more like a woman. So the estrogen imbalance can be improved, though, by eliminating estrogen-containing foods such as commercially grown poultry and meat, as well as dairy products such as milk and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And this imbalance may require the use of a safe, non-cancer-forming, plant-based form of progesterone, which you can take as a lotion on the skin or under the tongue, that they may help restore hormone balance. But even that, I would recommend that you consult with the medical professional such as me so that you don't overdose on that as well.
Uh-huh. I didn't realize, but it sounds like you can overdose on the progesterone cream then, even
yes,
though it's natural?
Of course. And the symptom will be the same. And so you don't know if it's, am I still in dominance of estrogen or am I overdose on progesterone?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very confusing area here. That's why you need the help of professionals.
Yeah, this is not something, Seeing Beyond listeners, where you want to use your guesswork. Now, we talk a lot about PMS, menopause, all those kinds of hormonal symptoms, and low blood sugar. Let's talk about how blood sugar affects us, our health, and especially our hormones.
Yes. And usually people who have hormone problems, they always thought that it's either estrogen or progesterone imbalance, but a lot of women who suffer from low blood sugar can be misdiagnosed as having hormone problems and then treat themselves as the wrong drugs or supplement and make the symptom worse. And because blood sugar levels can directly affect your mood and may affect your vitamin and mineral levels, and this problem must be ruled out. So if you crave sweets, and if you depend on caffeine, and or become drowsy in the middle of the afternoon, you may have low blood sugar, and it has to be balanced. Because if you don't, it's going to drain the adrenal glands, which I talk about, and to maintain your proper sugar levels that are necessary to cope with stress. And throughout time, your adrenal glands is going to get exhausted, and it's just like domino effects, and it's going to get worse over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and certainly you can help people to know about that and help them with their diet and that sort of thing so that they can start feeling better and be more productive, and especially during these times, be more creative. Let's go into a little more detail. How can we eat to balance blood sugar?
Yes, it's extremely important that you are what you eat, and that is real regarding the blood sugar, because the best way is to eat every 2 hours, and this relieves the stress-handling glands, the adrenal glands, from the job of maintaining normal blood sugar levels between meals for you so mm-hmm. that it won't drain out the epinephrine and the cortisol from the from their glands. And please do not eat carbohydrates alone, and always add some protein to your meals and snacks, especially during this hot season. People just don't feel like eating, but I would highly recommend that you always eat the carbs with some protein so that it can sustain longer, that your blood sugar will not drop. It is especially important not to eat a carbohydrate-only breakfast, because breakfast is the most important meal of the whole day, because the days are long and you got to have energy to sustain. And please avoid stimulants such as caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and other things, since stimulants work by provoking the stress-handling glands into releasing epinephrine and cortisol to raise blood sugar and release energy, and that just stress out all the glands that's supposed to give you energy and strength.
You know, there's so much confusion about cholesterol. We say that word and people think, enemy, it's not necessarily so. What purpose does our cholesterol serve in the body?
The cholesterol is the source for producing all the steroid hormones. The adrenal hormones, the estrogen, progesterone, all these are made from cholesterol. And these are the stress-handling, energy-producing, and reproductive hormones. That is why when the serum cholesterol cholesterol level will normally elevate when you are under excessive and prolonged stress, because your body is trying to produce more hormones. So that's why I recommend people that don't, please try not to overdose on the statin drugs. And of course, with the statin drugs, you've got all kinds of side effects.
Certainly.
Like muscle pains and joint pains and memory loss and even impotence, and especially for men, the erectile dysfunction, and they don't know that it's causing by statin because it's reducing your cholesterol to too low a level.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people who achieve the lowest cholesterol levels, which is below 160, had unexpectedly higher rates of death from other causes, such as liver cancer, stroke, lung disease, alcoholism, and suicide as well.
Well, I'll tell you, Jenny, it's so important to get a perspective from somebody like yourself, somebody outside of the allopathic profession, to really help us to see how so much of this is about getting our body into the condition and shape so that it can heal itself. I mean, that is the purpose of our immune system. It's the purpose of so many of the functions of our body. I'm highly suggesting that you give Jenny Lee a call. She is in Palo Alto at 460 California Avenue, just 5 doors down from El Camino. She's in Suite 102, and she's got 3 special offerings for you today. The Healing Lab Acupuncture Clinic in Palo Alto, and Jenny Lee is offering special this month only. That's through the end of July, the initial evaluation, that is, if it's your first-time visit with her, for $50 instead of the regular cost of $200. The Ion Cleanse that we talked about, which is the detox program, you can have for $60 instead of $75. And her energetic nutritional testing is $75 instead of $150. So please call Jenny Lee at 650-380-1999. She's available after the program, 650-380-1999. Her web address is healinglab.com. That's H-E-A-L-I-N-G lab, L-A-B, .com. Of course, that's linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Jenny, thank you so much for having been here. I learn so much every time you're with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
All right. Well, we'll get you on again really soon. I know that you'll have a great rapport with so many of our Seeing Beyond listeners. We've got another hour. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.